Okay, dude, I actually, before we get into this, because this is a continuation of last week's.
Yeah.
I made something for you. I made something for everyone.
Okay.
I want you to close your eyes.
Okay.
And pretend that you're in the mid-90s.
We're doing this right now. Mid-90s, all right.
You're in the mid-90s.
My elbows are...
I'm trying not to laugh so hard. I sound like
my elbows are on the table, my eyes are closed, and my hand is on the forehead.
You remember MTV Yo Raps?
Yes.
This is an intro. This is an intro to the Travin Lowe's podcast in the style of Yo MTV Raps.
All right,
yo, 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 DJ Travi T coming at you, burning clean, burning so hot, he scorched the scene, laying down, laying tight, baby girl, we rocking that late night. MC capital L to the OS, old school, on this, on that, off book, off the hook, paying homage, bringing knowledge, lifting youth, dropping truth, tripping left, skipping right, breaking off some of that late night. All right. How you like it? Is that a good intro?
That's a great intro.
All right.
Yeah, I can't wait for the beats. They're going to be beats beyond
that. I don't know. I don't even know if I was on time or anything, but that was like that. I was like, dude, I want to do a Yo MTV Raps
that's
intro.
That's so good. That's so rich. Oh, that's so good.
All right. So, last week we talked about, I introduced the idea of polyphasic sleeping.
Yeah.
Polyphasic sleeping, just as a review, is the idea of taking your big chunk of sleep, 8 hours a night, and separating it throughout the day. And then because of that, you can actually trim time off of your sleeping. So instead of sleeping 8 hours a day, I personally, for the last month, have tried this out. I have slept 4 hours a day.
Okay.
For in a 24-hour period, I sleep 4 hours a day. I sleep 3 hours at night in the middle of the night.
Right.
And I sleep three naps, 20 minutes each. I sleep at work. Everybody knows it. I in my bag right now, I have a night mask. And I have a blanket. I do. I'm not kidding.
This is so crazy.
It's insane. Okay, so last week we talked about what it is, how to do it, how I came across it, and like just that.
And so last week, to encapsulate, is slumtember.
Slumtember. Okay. Yes. You get so much extra time in your year. You get about 42 work days at the end of the year, if you can sustain this.
That's great.
And that's a month and a half. I call that month the new month of the year, the secret month that only polyphasic sleepers experience. I call that slumtember.
That's so crazy. Are you cranky at all throughout the day, or you just get cranky right before the
I'm
nap?
Delightful.
Dang.
Yeah. It's so weird. Like, I feel like a different person. And you know what's also interesting? When you sleep for 8 hours and you wake up, you're all stiff.
You're like this, right?
Yeah. Nope. Nothing. Because I'm not laying in the same place for 8 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
The longest I stay still is 3 hours at night.
Right.
And it's just like, it's interesting. Like, I lay down and I get up. Like, all the dev tips that I do now, if you look on my videos, you can see a clock in the top left hand of my Mac.
Yeah.
It's like 3 a.m. Every one of them. I'm just like it's if there's a lot of it. Okay, so there's a lot of interesting like side effects slash experiences slash observations that are accompanying this experience for me, and I want to share them now.
Okay, let's do it.
And I wrote them down. Here we go. Number one, the days are freaking long.
Yeah, and I think everyone's experienced that when they just wake up really early one day, it's still dark, and they just can't sleep, but they just realize how long a day really is.
But you know what's usually happening in those experiences? You're like laying in bed trying to sleep. It's different when you're up and you're like, okay, now I'll do the dishes. Okay, now I'll just like clean out my hard drive,
right?
That's like no more storage left,
right?
But like, hey, what else am I gonna do? I'm going to watch The Fifth Element. I love The Fifth Element. I watched it.
That's good. That's good. All right.
Okay. So the days are long. It's kind of like when you were a kid. Remember when you were a kid? Like, days were like forever. I think I told this on the podcast. The other, a while ago, Parker was like, hey, remember that day when we went to the museum? And I was like,
right.
That was this morning. What are you talking about? Like, that was today. So the days are really long. And they're not like really like... The days are not a thing anymore.
Mm.
Like it's hard to explain. They're not like a way that I measure time anymore.
Okay.
Time is just happening.
It is just...
And the sun is either up or down, and it doesn't matter. It's just...
It's just happening. It's just a continuous.
Yes. So I measure my time in like groups of events. Like now I'm going to work.
Right.
Now I'm doing my personal projects. Now is family time.
Right.
You know, now is that 3 hour core of sleep, a core nap that I take.
Right.
So it's like, I often don't know what day of week it is.
Right.
Often, especially because I wake up in the morning at midnight.
Yeah.
And work until, and at 6 o'clock I go to work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I was like talking, I was thinking about the podcast, and I was like, oh, it's released today. And I was like, oh, we're going to record tonight. And like, no, that's not how this works, Travis. Like, normal people have normal days, and and these are two separate events. Yeah. But for you, it's just one blur.
Yeah.
So that's, I think that's, that's insight one. Like, keeping track of time is very difficult in terms of like understanding. Not like you lose the hours, but right. like understanding where the moment you're in fits within the week or the month is right. Really weird and hard.
Right, right, right. It's not dissected for you.
Yes,
it's not. It's not dissected anymore. It's one.
That's right.
It's a continuous.
It's like a continuous blur of events.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really interesting. Here's another insight. You are literally adding time to your life.
Yeah, you are.
You're living longer.
You are living longer.
And normally when you say, oh, this person is living a long time, you're imagining, oh, this person is 80, this person is 90, 105 years old.
But they slept a third of that.
But here's the thing. Like when you say like this person has a long life,
yeah.
That usually that longevity of life comes at the end.
Yeah.
That's what you kind of like say, okay, what is a long life? It's that somebody has had lived more years than you.
Yes.
And what does a long life look like? Well, it's full of medication and it's full of like complications because your body breaks down.
Uh-huh.
It's natural. This is living a long life today.
Yeah, it is. It is living a long life today.
Yes. You pack more experiences per day into your life than everybody else.
Right.
And it's weird, man. It's like, you have this like, I don't feel connected to humans as much
right.
anymore.
Right.
I feel connected to rhythms
yeah.
and to the earth.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's weird.
No.
Like I'm walking amongst these humans.
Yeah.
I do. I feel like extra ubermanly, right? Yeah. Like that's why that is literally why that's called Uberman. Is interesting because you have more bouts of euphoria and and hallucinations,
right?
And like a bunch of interesting side effects that you don't get with every man. But anyway, so I'm walking amongst these mortals,
right?
And I'm like, I feel like I've seen something that they have never seen.
Yes,
that I've known something, a secret, an experience. Like there's like this little bird that flew in and you're sitting at your desk and you can hear.
Right.
And you look out and you see it in the window and you find that where that song is coming from.
Right.
You see that bird and you know in that moment you were the only human alive looking at that bird and having that moment.
Yes.
That's what it's like in the still of the night.
Right.
You walk out, you can go for a walk and it's dead.
Yeah.
Like a busy street is dead.
Right.
And I mean, everybody's seen that, right? But have they lived in it?
Yeah.
Continually. It's a different experience. I was on the train and I was just looking at these people and I'm like, you woke up an hour ago.
Yeah, they were.
I've been awake for 6 hours.
I'm in rhythm.
I'm like, this is like the middle of my day.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, another thing that I want to say is that what you might expect is people to have like really kind of odd reactions to this.
Okay.
But the truth is, and this is just my own experience and the people that I surround myself with, they're very accepting.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, I take naps at work.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Like I'll always be like working and then I'll get up from my desk and they're like, is it 2:40? I'm like, yeah. So see you guys in 20 minutes. They're like, see ya. Like it's just like a thing. This is
so cool because I'm thinking about this. I start Monday at my new company and they have these massage chairs that recline back.
Do they?
Yeah. And I'm thinking of like, I'm already projecting how this will apply to my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm projecting as to where I'm going to take a nap at work because I'm a new employee.
Yeah. So you don't have any precedence.
There is no precedence. Mm-hmm. And so if I start this on Monday, right, or Saturday, Sunday, right, to kind of just get this going and be in rhythm by Monday,
mm-hmm.
they'll just know, oh, he just, this is what he does. All right, we're down.
It's just, it's like, yeah, you're like, this is how I live my life. Yeah. This is like my diet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sleep. See you guys.
Yeah. Like, I'll be back in 20 minutes. It's not a big deal. Like, I won't be in the first part of the meeting. That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
It's pretty. Actually, the coolest thing about it is taking a nap in the middle of the day. I love it. I'm like looking forward to 2:40 every day. I walk across it. So I've taken naps in other people's offices. When I went down to Zurb to interview
yeah.
them,
yeah.
they were like, hey, cool, we're done now. Do you want to like hang out? You want to get a drink or hang out? And I was like, oh man, you know what I'd really like to do? And like, what? Can I take a nap on this couch? And they were like, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Oh my gosh.
I did. I slept at this place. I was their guest.
That is so hilarious.
Yeah,
that's so cool. If I were a Zurb and like this guy is coming to interview us, and it's to create this creative, right? Because you're recording, you know, and they know you're a designer, developer.
Yeah, we did a show.
Right, yeah. Right. You guys did a show, and then they're like, do you want anything? You're just this creative that you're just like, yeah. Can I take a nap right here? Uh-huh. It's just like it gives you that much more credibility. It's
yeah, you just like you're just like a little bit more insane.
Yeah,
a little bit more like out there.
You're just they're like, all right. This is all right, we're down.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that's what I was saying earlier. People are generally really accepting of this kind of lifestyle. Mm. And that's kind of how you have to treat it. Like
how do you explain it though? You're like, oh, I'm just doing this polyphasic sleep.
Yeah, I go, actually would you mind? It's really weird. I do this thing where I nap throughout the day and I don't sleep a lot. I sleep about 4 hours a day and I need a nap around 2:00. Is it okay if I sleep here?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, right here. And I was like, yeah, and this couch is fine. I have a night mask, everything. And I have these like...
You have a night mask.
I did. And a blanket. Yeah.
That is so ridiculous.
I only recently started using the blanket.
the night mask.
It's everywhere I go now. I have it in my backpack.
It's so good. Is it high quality? Is it like heavy?
No.
Is it heavy on your
eyes?
It's
a piece of crap that I had laying around already. I probably will get a better one later.
Yeah, because I like the ones. I've used the ones that are like weighted. So they wait on your face?
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
It's good. It serves me so far. Whoa. Okay, so here's some interesting experiences getting into the rhythm. Yeah, okay, so
my mind is blown.
Yeah, no, I knew it would be. Okay?
I'm excited.
Like, when I said that this is the most intense and, like, important, maybe, and most, like, it just craziest thing that I've come across this decade, I am not lying.
Okay.
It's life-changing.
Right, right.
So here's some really weird experiences that I've had. So you have to train your body to sleep in 20 minutes and wake up in 20 minutes. And in that time, get the refreshing REM sleep that your body needs.
So you go into REM.
In and out in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. You need to.
So you need to.
Because that REM is what replenishes your.
You need to learn how to fall asleep.
You have to train your body.
30 seconds.
Well, no. I mean.
How long? 5 minutes?
Less than five, yeah.
Okay. Less than five. And then is it 20 minutes from when you lay down?
I set the timer 20 minutes, close my eyes.
Okay.
It rings and wakes me up.
Dang.
Here's the interesting thing. Sometimes I don't sleep.
Okay.
I go into this weird trance.
Okay.
You're
so weird right now.
I'm not lying right now. I'm weird? What do you mean weird?
This is cool, though.
It's cool. Like, I am not lying. This is the weirdest experience I've had. Yeah. I went to REM sleep while I was awake. It only happened when we won.
Lucid dreaming is what that's called.
Well,
is it not?
Lucid? No, I wasn't dreaming. I was awake. Like okay. I was like conscious.
Okay.
But my eyes were going back and forth under my eyelids, and I was like, "Wait, I could feel them."
Yeah.
I was like, and I touched my eyelid with my hand,
and
I could feel them like back and forth, and I was like, "And I'm not controlling that. It's not a conscious thing."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Okay, so I think that they're REMing. I'm going to put concerted effort out." And I'm going to move my eyes. I'm going to look up and to the left.
Okay.
And then if it happens, I know what just happened.
Right.
That was my litmus. I mean, this is as much science as I put into it.
Right.
And I looked up and to the left.
Okay.
And the REM stopped.
Okay.
It was like, so I think I was REMing while I was awake. So I laid down. I was listening to I have this like track that just, it's like a.
Right, right, yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
And I started REMing and I was like, wait a second. And then I did this whole thing and I was like, I think I was REM.
That is crazy.
So it's interesting. Like I can like sometimes I don't even need to sleep. I lay down for 20 minutes and I zone out and it goes into this like weird like trance kind of thing.
Right, right.
Like my body becomes
because what sleep does is it replenishes you because it it makes your brain activity slow down. Yeah.
There's three phases of sleep.
Yeah.
There's light sleep, which is basically useless.
Yeah.
And then there's REM, which is replenishing your energy. Mm-hmm. And then there's slow wave sleep, right?
Okay.
SW sleep. And what that does is it defrags your brain.
Okay.
Right? It declutters your mind.
Right.
So I don't get SW sleep in the 20-minute naps.
Okay. It happens in the three-hour block.
That's in my core nap.
Mm.
And so because a cycle is about 90 minutes, so a three-hour block will give you two cycles. You'll cycle through REM, through a slow wave, back to REM, slow wave, back to REM, and out in 3 hours.
Okay.
That's what that's for. So the 20 minutes at each, like 20 minutes three times a day, that's to replenish my, that's to reinvigorate my body and refresh my mind quickly.
Right.
Not to defrag.
Right.
Right. So I've had a lot of weird experiences there where like I've had, especially when I first started and I wasn't like, I wasn't good at falling asleep quickly. I would have visions of people coming in and standing next to me a lot. It would happen a lot.
Right.
I would lay there for a few minutes and I'd be zoning out and I wouldn't be asleep, but I'd start dreaming when I'm still awake.
Yeah.
And people would walk in like old people a lot. Yeah. It was usually elderly people. It's weird. And they'd walk in and they would stand there and they would just look at me and just kind of like, this is weird stuff. This is not part of the podcast. Anyway.
It's all right, but tell me though.
It wasn't like anything special. They would just be there and they would know, and I would know that they were there and we'd both have a moment. And my eyes are closed and I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like it was kind of lucid because I was still, I wasn't controlling it like you would imagine lucid dreaming to be. Anyway, so the point I wanted to make is that you take a lot of naps in weird places. I've napped in the car while people were driving. I've napped in the office every day. I've napped in other people's offices.
Yeah.
I've napped like in my kid's room.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's cool. Is it difficult to on the clocks go take your nap? You're living a polyphasic lifestyle in a monophasic world. Right?
Yeah.
And so is it difficult to live your lifestyle, meaning when you need to take a 20? I'm sure it's easy to go to bed at 9 p.m. and wake up at 12. Like, I think that makes sense. It makes sense in the monophasic world.
Yep.
But the naps, those are the ones that interrupt the monophasic world.
Right. Right?
And so you have to push through the resistance
of like actually starting to take your nap?
Yeah, but like, for example,
like if you're too embarrassed to say I need to take a nap?
Not embarrassed at work. Like at work, it's fine. But like, let's say it's Saturday and Sunday and you're hanging out with your kids, you know, and it's just like, hey, I got to check out right now.
Yeah, I mean, I put a lot of planning into it.
Right.
Like, so I'll say to my wife, we need to be home by 2 because I take a nap at 2:10.
So life happens, you're not home by 2.
Like that's what happened this weekend, Parker's birthday.
Yeah.
We were over there. I took a nap in the car. It was a really crappy nap.
Yeah.
But you do with what you can. Yeah. And that's the beauty of every man. So Uberman is so extreme that you're on the edge every time. If you miss a nap, people report that they crash hard.
Oh, I bet you would.
Because you're on Uberman. But I'm on Everyman, which is a lot more lax. Like, so for example, right now I should be in bed.
Right.
You should. Because what time is it?
It's 10:17.
I should be in bed an hour ago. Mm. But that's okay. I'm gonna go to bed. I'll sleep from midnight to 3 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
I'll get up at 3, and then I'll jump back on my everyman schedule.
Okay.
That's the key as well. Like, so don't, if you miss a day, if you sleep in, if you it actually, like I've overslept 3 times, I think.
Right, and one of those days was a day you didn't send out your.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that was very hard on me emotionally. Right. Not physically. It was fine.
Yeah.
Emotionally, I felt like I let myself down because it's kind of a gamble, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if I oversleep, then my whole plan of how much work I was going to get done is gone.
Right.
So I'm gambling, like, am I going to get, like, I could stay up 2 hours later, go to 9, 10, 11, right? I could stay up till 11, like normal, 11, 12, get 2 hours extra of sleep, of work before bed, like normal.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could gamble those 2 hours and get 4. I could double it. Right. And or more, actually, because you're going to get those plus 4 anyway. And then if you oversleep, you've lost the plot.
Yeah,
that sucks. And it's really emotionally like draining. It upsets me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so like I have a cloud over my head on those days. But other days, I'm very, very jovial. It's very exciting. I have a lot of energy. Like you can tell right now, like this is the most energy I've had at a podcast for a while. Right.
Yeah.
Like I'm like Right?
Yeah. You're good.
Well, that actually, this last point that I made about oversleeping and getting down is one of the interesting insights that I've had, is that I've had to force myself to say, okay, look, the reality is you made a mistake and you messed up and you lost an entire day of work. And I do a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm very busy in terms of my creative output. And if I miss a day, it's pretty important. And it's not easy to recover. I have to work more.
Right.
And, but I've had this experience where this has happened a few times, and I, instead of giving up and saying, okay, I won't go to bed at 9 o'clock night, you know, mm-hmm. just get right back on the horse, mm-hmm. the sleep horse, and get back on the schedule and just like kind of forgive yourself.
Right.
And that's been a cool, like kind of experience slash skill that I've kind of built up over a few experiences during mm-hmm. this thing. And I think a lot of the oversleeping can't come because it's like cold right now.
Okay.
And it's really hard to get out of my cozy, warm, lovely bed.
Into
cold. We bought a mattress like, 3 months ago.
Right.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
We invested. And now I'm like, I don't even need this thing anymore. It would be better for me if I slept on the floor. So I've made new kind of like, so yeah, like the alarm goes off and like I turn off my alarm and go back to bed without knowing it. I've done that twice.
Yeah.
And the third time it's a different situation. But and now I put my alarm across the room. I have to get up. And like, the whole thing. There's stories of people putting their alarm underwater in a box, that has to reach their hand in water, lift up the box, turn off the alarm.
Whoa.
I've heard that this, people have like really interesting stories that I was reading.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
that makes sense. So the main benefit is that you get a lot done.
Yeah, I would say that's the main benefit.
That's it.
And so
if I just can stop there.
Yeah.
The goal is not to be a polyphasic sleeper. The goal is not to stay awake as long as you can. I've read some people saying this, like one guy was having a hard time, so he would put dishes in his hands and walk around.
Okay.
So if he fell asleep, he would drop the dishes and wake himself up.
Okay.
People are like a little interesting to the extreme. And he, of course, was doing Uberman. Because those people are trying to achieve the title or status of this is what I do.
Right.
And that's not what I'm going for. And I think that's why I've been successful.
Yeah.
Because my goal is to accomplish things during the time I have.
Yep.
And so when I have a mistake, I don't go, oh, I guess I'm not as polyphasic sleeper. I guess that's just not me and give up. My goal is like, I want to accomplish things and I didn't get that done tonight, so I have to work harder now. And so I get back on the horse really hard.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you interrupted. Is I was going to make the same point, is that if you're going to do this, do it with the idea that you need to get more done in the day.
Mm-hmm. So it's really, really helpful to actually have things to do.
Yeah.
So have your goals laid out, have your projects laid out for you.
Yeah.
So when you wake up, you know, and also I eat weird. I eat at weird times.
Oh, I would assume
I eat when I wake up, basically. So I wake up at midnight and have a snack.
That's okay. That's okay.
That's what you need.
It's you need. You need to eat within 30 minutes of waking up.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
And so if you're waking up at midnight, that's when your day starts.
I'm eating like a granola and fruit in the morning. Like, but my morning is midnight.
So do you eat lunch at lunchtime?
Yeah. I just eat after every nap, and then I eat my normal meals.
Okay.
But my morning meal is midnight.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your first meal.
My first meal.
Yep. That is crazy. Do you get? I have two questions for you.
Let's do the questions. I'm kind of done with my insights, other than to say that like you have to. I mean, just what I said. Like having the goals, having the right perspective on why you're doing this is going to make you a success. If you do it just to do it, just to try it or whatever, you're going to fail.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And it's not easy. There is an adaption phase.
Yeah. How long is that phase?
It depends on what cycle you're doing. Uberman is about a week. Everyman is about 2 weeks.
So there's 2 weeks with the everyman to ramp up?
No, the adaption phase. So being able to hit REM sleep every time, being able to wake up energized every time.
So the first 2 weeks would be hard, is what you're saying?
That's what they say. I didn't find it that way.
Okay.
It was relatively easy.
And I think for you it was relatively easy because you were already not sleeping as much.
Yeah, I averaged about 5 to 7 hours.
Yeah, yeah. So, so it was a reduction in that. And
but it was
and,
always binge and purge for me.
Yeah.
Like I would binge on wakefulness, right? So I would sleep for 5 hours a night, 4 hours a night for like 2 or 3 days, and then I would crash, sleep 9 hours, 10 hours.
Yeah, you didn't get the naps. That's the thing.
I didn't have any structure, and so this is another thing, because I have a rigorous schedule now.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the dieting, right? Yeah. Like it tells you when to eat,
right?
And you feel like, oh, they have done the math. They know there's like all this study about like your body, your rhythms,
right?
Circadian rhythms, or right. however you say that word, and then
circadian. Think.
Yeah. And then and also like your digestion cycles and everything, like that's all like figured out for this stuff.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's great. And then so like my naps are important, and they do keep a crash from happening unless it's really cold and I have a hard time getting out of bed. The cold is hard. It's so cold. I'm like, oh man, I could get out of this warm, comfortable bed.
Cocoon.
Ugh, cold. So now for my nap at 2 or 4 a.m., I don't go back to my bed. I sleep on the couch or on the floor.
That's good.
Because it was hard to get out the second time.
Yeah.
First time was easy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So what's your questions?
You're a creative person.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself being more creative?
Yes.
Yes.
And I have so much energy, so much invigoration. Yeah. I'm like taking on projects. Like, you remember Parkinson's Law?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like that, but the other way around. Instead of saying this project will span the amount of time I have, now I'm just fitting more projects into the time I have. So I'm taking on new things all the time. And like, for example, one thing is we're going to make this podcast weekly.
Yeah.
That was because of this. That happened a month ago when I was like, dude, we can do this.
that is really cool.
I'm getting more active with other things, like my Patreon podcast. I'm getting more active with like having, it's just, yeah, a lot.
That's really cool. And do you get euphoric at times?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
During the day?
Sometimes I'm just like at work and I'm like looking around and I'm like, isn't life great? Like,
I like those moments. I've gotten those every once in a while, and it's not by choice, but I relish in those moments because I feel very creative.
It's this wild euphoria, and I'm like, and I don't know what to do with it. I'm like, should I like go talk to somebody and like just talk about how great things are, or should I just like really dive into work right now? I don't know what to do. And like, yes, euphoria is definitely a part of it.
Yeah, yeah. This is interesting because there is I don't know who, but some CEO encouraged people to work late hours. Mm-hmm. I think we've talked about it. You may remember the source. And the reason that he pushed for them to work late hours was because they get euphoric as a team in these late hours.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when, like, a lot of genius ideas came to be, or solutions to problems they've been dealing with throughout the week.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And so not only am I looking excited to try this because I'm already sold that I'm going to try this.
I'm so excited that you're going to try it. Like, it's like having Tiago... doing it with me, we were always on DevTips chat talking to each other, like, how are you doing, how's your nap, like he's like, I'm going to bed and I'll see you in 20 minutes, you know. like it was really, really good to have a partner. So that's another thing, maybe, like, if you're gonna Jaina doesn't do this with me, my wife does not do this with me, but her schedule is kind of like extreme anyway. She goes to bed with me at 9 o'clock, she wakes up at 4 a.m and goes running and go to the gym. She's an athlete and all that kind of stuff. And so like it's really nice for her. She's like, I actually see you more now.
Yeah,
because you go to bed with me now, and I never used to.
Yeah,
and she's like, and when I wake up, you're there, and I talk to you for a few minutes before I leave.
Yeah,
and
that's really cool.
Yeah,
and you're not like, you're not groggy. You're up.
I've been up for 2 hours by the time she wakes up.
You're up and focused.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking to be able to get more things done, but also have more euphoric moments, because the times that I've had euphoric moments, I've created some cool stuff.
Yeah, they're great. Oh, it's great.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. I'm excited for you to do it because I want more, you know, that like that. It's just like social proof, right? Like
it's social proofing. But when we talked about goals a few podcasts ago, was to surround yourself with people that are doing or have similar goals, right?
Yeah.
That's how you find success in your goals.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so doing this, you have Tiago, who is, I don't know where he is, right?
He's in England right now.
Okay. So he's in England, but as I'm doing this, it'll be helpful for me because you're here. We're on the same schedule.
Yeah.
West Coast.
He was doing Everyman, so that wasn't really in his schedule. No. He just disappear every 2.5 hours.
I'm gone. See you guys.
Yeah. You come back.
This is crazy. All right.
Isn't it awesome? You want to wrap it up? Okay. Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode. I'm Travis. This is Los, my co-host for tonight. And if you want to get in with us on polyphasic sleeping, Oh, one resource might be my polyphasic sleeping vlog. I didn't even tell you about that
part.
You
didn't tell me you had one.
I have a YouTube channel called Polyphasic Sleeping Vlog.
That is cool.
I made a YouTube channel. I vlog about my experience. I show my sleeping. I talk about the how hard it is or how easy it was, yeah. or this was to, you know, and I show like my my nap place at work. This is where I'm napping. This is my mask. And like, this is how I do it. It's raining outside, so it's going to be a really good nap.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah. So if you want to like hit me up there and say, I'm going to try this too, that'd be really great. Otherwise, you know, Travis at Travis Nielsen on Twitter, Los is at Los Montoya.
Yeah. Underscore.
Where's the underscore in the end?
At the end.
Okay. So at Los Montoya underscore is Los.
Yeah.
And he's going to be doing it now.
I'm in. And I think it makes sense for me to start it either Saturday, Sunday, or Monday with my new gig that I'm starting.
Yes. As a warning label, I have read that if you're underage, this is not a good idea. Your body is still building itself, and right. this can screw up your metabolism, and it can do a few things if you're like under 21. You know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So caveats. Do your research.
This is for adults. Yeah. Yeah. Research it first. Do your due diligence on this and see if it's right for you. Consult your doctor
consult your doctor. And
yeah. Screw your doctor. He doesn't know anything. I don't believe it.
This is awesome. Last thing is go to iTunes, and if you think this is cool or any of the stuff is cool and you have some, you know, 5 minutes to leave a review, feel free to leave a review. It helps us out a lot. Polyphasic sleeping.
Yeah. Get on it.